Finally, at long last, exactly what we've been waiting for. Oh, I have just been pining away, champing at the bit, chewing on my fingernails, waiting for the day that the folks over at the Caucasian Nazi Network decide that they're going to put a few has-been token Negroes on their own show. They corralled all the clowns who they previously had as just their guest commentators and didn't really ask them any questions. You know, the fools who were brought in just to say, what do black people think about that? What do black people think about that? In their pathetic attempts to dictate our opinions to us, finally they've taken these black meat puppets for the white media and given them their own show. Because you guys know how much I value April Ryan's opinion. You know how much I really wanted to see Andrew Gillum become governor of Florida. You know how much I love Sellers. And of course, I hang on the every word of Angela Rye with lettuce and tomatoes on the side. Yeah, CNN, just what I always wanted. My birthday came early. And I know you guys have been waiting for this one too. We've all been waiting to see these black bootlicks given their own show because this is what people really want to see, right? This is not to say that the white media has pulled this stunt without reason. It just goes to show that this is what the impact of the new voices of black media has been. Because there's no way in hell that you can tell me that any of these clowns actually excites anyone. What excites the white media is the prospect of fooling black people onto the electoral treadmill, and these four clowns are supposed to be the bait. Well, they chose some rancid, rotten bait that's completely and thoroughly unattractive. I think I'll pass. Yes, sir, ever since Barack Obama slithered out of the White House by dark of night, the white media's been purging the black bootlicks from their airwaves and from their print publications. Yeah, if you were some black person who thought that being white media's token Negro, being their black bootlick who was going to tell them, well, let me go ahead and repeat what white massa wants me to say. If you thought that was going to lead to a retirement plan, you found out the hard way how wrong you were. Nope. White Daddy just hasn't been handing out the butter biscuits like he used to. Oh, what is a desperate black surrogate with no prospects supposed to do? Well, the black media began influencing the national discourse, and at long last, the white media has been forced to put not one, not two, not three, but four of their favorite safe Negroes on the same show. Four of them. I got a question for CNN. How many bootlicks do you think you'll have to add to the show before anyone will watch it? Because that's the game that's going on here. I guess they figure if we put four of them on there, well, just by law of averages, one of them has to be interesting enough for people to watch. No, they won't be interesting to watch. Roly-poly in that freaking broom closet where he does his little vanity project show, he's been trying the same thing. And yes, I would be negligent if I didn't ask who the hell has been choosing Roly-Poly's wardrobe these days? Bicycle shorts and some Crocs? Really? Who chooses his wardrobe? Probably whoever was doing Monique Presley's hair that day. But I digress. This is what counts as the loyal black opposition. This is who white media has been picking as their sock puppets to take on the new voices of black media. Yes, sir. You got to look at them like some sort of crooked law firm. April Ryan, Andrew Gillum, Bakari Sellers, and Angela Rye. These are the four horsemen of narcolepsy. If you have trouble getting to sleep, CNN's found a surefire cure. You'll be dozing in no time. God knows when I read the news, I was snoring before I even made it to the end of the headline. This so-called news program, sideshow is what they ought to call it, it's not going to be a news anything. All it will be is mass torture broadcast to the nation. I simply cannot fathom the poor slobs who will actually subject themselves to this tripe. These guys are just a bunch of white media clowns, but I'm not amused. April Ryan is one of the four who's going to be putting on this little display. She was never very bright, and her only claim to fame is being chronically passed over by Trump's secretary at those insipid White House press conferences. She picks fights that don't mean anything. She, of course, will use the show as a platform to push her pathetic book, which seems to be her perennial hobby these days. Being on television means you're supposed to be a somebody in the world of the white media. It means the white media powers that be feel confident enough in your ability to draw eyeballs and to mislead the public that you'll be user-friendly to the advertisers, the big corporations who pay for all this crap programming. That's supposed to mean something. It means you're a somebody. You're plugged in. You've got the confidence of the white powers that be. White power has to really trust you before they'll do all that on your behalf. This is why if you see some Negro who the white media keeps putting on the air frequently, or worse, if they give you a show, that means they vetted you five ways from Sunday. Any Negro who you see the white media giving a platform to, that means that they are white supremacist approved, 110% USDA black bootlick. Next, we got Andrew Gillum. He thought that he would be the next Barack Obama, and he is like Obama in one regard. He got crushed his very first try for state office, just like Obama did. You'll recall last year that the white media hyped Andrew Gillum to the sky, why he was served the second course of the Last Supper. And, of course, he and Aunt Jemima look-alike, Stacey Abrams, they were supposed to be the tag team, proving that all those black voters had been successfully lured back to the polls. Oh yeah, Andrew Gillum was going to be the next big thing. Of course, he and Stacey Abrams turned out to be the next big nothing. And these days, Gillum is fending off a federal probe into his failed gubernatorial campaign. He's trying to raise his own profile statewide by being the official mascot for the Florida Democratic Party. Not for the black community. Damn sure not for blacks who came out of slavery, but for Democrats in general. He wants to get 1 million people registered for the Democrats. Well, since nobody has tried to block white people from voting, that means the Dems have already gotten all the white voters they're going to get. And the same goes for Hispanics and Asians. So when Gillum talks about the 1 million voters that he wants to get to sign up to be Democrats, he's talking about black people. Another chump hoping to use us to launch him into a higher strata of utility to white power. He figures he can make himself known to the black voters who he failed to get the support of last year and ingratiate himself with the white Democratic national leadership who didn't exactly back him to the hilt last time out. This is what he's trying to do. And by the way, he says that the most important thing the Democrats can be doing right now, the most important thing Democrats can be focusing on right now is the Supreme Court. Yeah, he ain't talking about our tangibles. That doesn't make his list of priorities. But the Supreme Court. See, that's what matters under white supremacy. White supremacy is very keen, very sophisticated for those of you who want to deny it. They pay attention to what you say, but they also pay attention to what you don't say. And on a side note, who the hell is doing Bakari's sellout and Andrew Gillum's hair these days? They both got the exact same close 1 millimeter, half a millimeter haircut. I guess that's the official hairstyle of the useless Negro. And while we're on the subject of Bakari's sellout, as you guys know, he was a state representative for South Carolina. And if you ask, what did he do? Good question. What the hell did he do? His career, such as it was, didn't get very far. He pretty much was done in politics about 5 years ago, and he's been looking for a second act ever since, desperately looking for a second act. But he's just like that Jim Ford or Tom Ford, whatever the hell that clown's name was, Ford, who you would see on cable news every once in a while. And his only claim to fame was that he was a light-skinned politician. That's about the only thing he had going for him. I guess Bakari Sellers figures that he had something going too, but the novelty is worn off. The pat on the head that he got from the white media for being the youngest black politician at a national level, he found out that didn't last very long and didn't get him very far. Even South Carolina's own Post and Courier reported at age 22, he joined the South Carolina House in 2006. He ran unsuccessfully for lieutenant governor in 2014 and has since built a national profile in his role as a political commentator on CNN. Think about that. Basically, this boy ain't had nothing going for him since 2014. Only thing he can get is a guest spot on CNN. And mostly he's only brought in to be a Negro speaking about what racist thing the Republicans or Donald Trump have said today. That's all he gets brought in for. This, by the way, from these guys, you see what's going on here. Just with Bakari's sellout and Andrew Gillum alone. This is a marriage of convenience. As a media outlet for white supremacy, CNN has no permanent plans for Bakari's sellout, which is just as well because he has no permanent plans for them. Neither does Andrew Gillum. So it's obvious that neither one of these chumps are in this for the long haul. Even if their political prospects are so low that they got no choice but to be, they're eyeing the exits already, and they haven't even taped their first broadcast, and these two are clearly already looking for something else. So what the hell is this about? This is not about them. They're not looked at as the hot new thing. They're looked at as being, hopefully, somebody who can turn some black heads to CNN and see if they can get us to drink the Kool-Aid. Out of the four chumps on this proposed new CNN show, two of them are failed politicians desperately hoping to get some media time so that they can mount yet another failed run for office. Bakari Sellers, if he ain't trying to eye the governor's mansion, he's eyeing a Senate seat. Yet another election he can't win. They won't be hosting a show. The Sellers and Gillum, all they're going to be doing is auditioning for their next political campaign. That's all they're going to be doing. Trying to tell voters, trying to come off as smart and wonky as possible as they try to convince people, you know what, I really should be in office, don't you think? Don't you think I should be in office? Don't you think I should be making policy? I mean, really, don't you think I should be? Because I can promise you the one phrase that a Bakari sellout will be saying more than any other would be, well, you know, if I was writing policy, if I was advising Nancy Pelosi, you know, if I was advising the president, if I was advising such and such, I would say, that's what he would say. And, you know, if I was the one advising them, if I was writing policy, you see, when I was in the South Carolina legislature, though he makes sure to leave that out. He'll just say, basically, when I was in office. He's going to be real judicious about that. And as for Andrew Gillum, God only knows what kind of foot and mouth disorder he's going to be suffering from in front of the camera. But whatever comes out of his mouth, it won't be anything intelligent. And that finally brings us to Angela Rye with lettuce and tomatoes on the side. Poor Angela Rye, you can smell the reeking stench of utter desperation on that choice. For God's sake, Angela Rye, I mean, her media career, such as it is, has the smell of grisly death all over it. That's not the smell of a rotting corpse, it's just the stench of her resume being handed out all over town. Her Breakfast Club gig has been more sizzle than steak, to put it politely. And we all know that by now she just knew that some cable news outlet would have picked her up and given her her own show by now, but it hasn't materialized. Yeah, that would-be bidding war between MSNBC and CNN never materialized. They ain't offering her squat. She's an also-ran in the world of media. If it ain't for her pulling stunts on Twitter, crying for the TSA, and any other pathetic attention-whoring stunts she can pull, then she ain't got nothing going. So as she sees it, this is her chance to raise her own profile, a regular network show. And if she talks over her co-host enough, because you know that's what she's going to be doing, butting in every 5 seconds, and if she attacks the black community, and black men in specific, enough, you know that's what she's going to be doing. She's going to be on the black feminine position, attacking black men full time. So she hopes if she does that enough times, and hopefully some white media executive, some producer is going to see her feckless sucking up to the white media and give her something. And she, you know, from the same panel that never said anything intelligent, Angela Rye with lettuce and tomatoes on the side, we're giving her own show on the weekends. She's going to be on the weekend, yeah, but not opposite Joy Reid. That they will not do. CNN's going to attempt to palm these clowns off as being Black America's best and brightest. Get ready to see all sorts of undue, undeserved, ridiculous praise being heaped on these chumps. They are not our best and brightest. They're just the rejects. That's what these guys are. You could call this. I got an idea for the show. I know exactly what the perfect title for the show would be. the leftovers. That's not merely what their content will be, that's also what accurately describes their character and temperament. What they talk about is going to be what, well, you've already heard halfway intelligent conversation from Chris Cuomo and Allison Camerota and whoever the hell else they got. You've already had some halfway intelligent commentary. Now hear something from the peanut gallery. Now we're going to get to the plain tomfoolery. Now you get to hear from the guys who ain't got a working brain cell in their heads. This is going to be the political equivalent of American Idol. You've got these four wannabes desperately hoping to make it to out of the Bush League of media where they're at and get into something meaningful. They want to make it all the way to the AAA. And next thing you know, you're going to have all of them auditioning for the job that they really want. April Ryan desperately wishes that she could be the communications director for some senator, or that she could be some governor, something better than getting her questions ignored at press conferences. That's what she's hoping for. If only she can get a job like that. And Angela Rye's right in there with her. I mean, she, for God's sake, that White House communications job is, for her, it's so close she can taste it. So you better believe she's going to be doing nothing but giving nonstop free advertisements for all the Democrats, especially Kamala Harris, whoever she thinks that she's most likely to get a job from as the communications director. That's what Angela Rye is going to be doing. So she's going to be bucking for that job hard as hell. And Bakari Sellers, expect to see him taking all sorts of well-deserved cheap shots at Jim Crow Clyburn. And Andrew Gillum, same thing. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be these guys jockeying for position, trying to find out how to impress their would-be future employers. And there's not going to be a whole lot intelligent said. And the black community is going to be held up for ridicule because of these four jokers. They don't have the pulse of the black street. They don't give a damn about the black street. They don't know or care what's in our interest. All they care about is their own petty personal interests, which begin and end with, can I get a better job, preferably one in a higher tax bracket? Yeah, I'm sure Joe Scarborough was shaking when he saw this all-chump lineup being announced, but he wasn't shaking with fear. He was shaking from uncontrollable laughter. This is what CNN puts on, and they wonder why their ratings are in the toilet. They see the impact of the new Voices of Black Media, and this is what they choose to counter-program with. This is supposed to be their rocket ship to the stars. And what's the cover story for this idiocy? Oh, there was so much interest to these guys when they were on earlier in the morning. When they were on the morning show for CNN, oh, there was such interest in them. Yeah, well, in that case, then, why don't you go ahead and kick whomever's hosting your morning show out and put them on there? Oh, yeah, that's right, because it ain't about that. That's just the PR line that you're putting out there to justify what everyone can see is nothing more than some token Negroes being given a token job so that they can try to sucker black people back into voting for Democrats or Republicans or just voting, period, even though we ain't been promised a damn thing. You know, a football player doesn't play without a contract. And the same thing goes for the black vote. We don't turn out without a contract, without a deal being struck. That's the way it works. They're going to try to get up there and say, too many people have died. Yeah, and the Democrats didn't do a damn thing about it. Not one of them presents themselves as an intelligent viewpoint on world or domestic affairs. They're just the same old stale Democrats are good, Republicans are bad crap that we've heard for 80 plus years and that we are tired of. We're past the day and age of platitudes. This is the era of tangibles. I don't give a damn about your sympathy. I can't put your sympathy in my bank account. You come up to me, you better be showing me something I can put in my bank account. But you know that's the main thing that these guys are here to get us off of. You can take it to the bank that these clowns will be doing two things. First, they're going to be pushing some sort of black-brown alliance, or they're going to be talking that intersectionality crap, touting how black voters want more immigration, and secondly, talking trash about the black agenda and those of us who are pushing it. They're going to be attacking reparations as a proxy for us. They'll say that reparations should not be money. That's the main thing they'll be pointing out. Well, you know what? This ain't about money. You know, there's a lot of problems that the black... I can hear Bakari sell out now. There's a lot of problems that the black community is facing that you can't throw money at. You can't throw money at all these problems, you know. We tried that in South Carolina, and we learned that a lot of... Jim Clyburn has the right idea, his 10, 20, 30 plan. That's going to be what Bakari's sellout is going to be talking about. And on the one hand, he'll be trying to not so subtly jockey for Jim Clyburn's seat. That's what he'll be saying out of one side of his mouth, out of one side of his forked tongue. And with the other side of his forked tongue, he'll be saying that Jim Clyburn was speaking gospel truth and that the black community does not need money. We don't need a cash indemnity. What we actually need is a 10, 20, 30 plan because, hey, there's other folks who are poor too. So that's Bakari Sellers. You can I can promise you, whatever these clowns say, it won't be anything that runs counter to the white media line. It's just because normally with these morning shows, you have something very vaguely resembling variance. Something very vaguely resembling a difference of idea, even if it's only a distinction instead of a difference. But with these four, it's going to be just a nonstop chorus of April Ryan says something dumb and the rest of them all nod in unison. Bakari's sellout will claim that, well, if I was advising so-and-so, what I would propose is, and the rest of them will go, And Andrew Gillum would say, you know, if I was writing policy, this is what I'd say. And they'll go, yeah, that's right. And Angela Rye would say, well, the way that they should have worded it, they should have said, well, my feelings are, and the rest of them would go, your feelings, very, very, very important, your feelings. And oh, nobody could have stated it better than you, Angela Rye. Somebody really should hire you to be their PR person, to be their head of communication. Somebody should hire you. I mean, it would be laughable if it wasn't so disgusting. This is a slap in the face to the black community for CNN to do this, to take four clowns who have never pushed our agenda, who have never stood up for us, who have constantly been towing the party line for white supremacy, and they've been constantly cheerleading against our interest and trying to undermine us at every turn, and you put all four of them on a show. This is a way of the white media giving the middle finger to the black community and foundational blacks in specific. This is CNN making sure that their Klan Nazi network bona fides are completely and thoroughly intact. And we know that all this is going to be is nothing more than a nonstop advertisement for this or that Democrat politician under the guise of Donald Trump is the greatest evil the world has ever seen. Nothing about what black folks are going to get. Nobody's ever going to say, you know what? Nobody should vote for the Democrats unless black folks get some tangibles. You're going to have four Negroes up there and not a damn one of them saying those words. Instead, what they're going to say is, well, you know, reparations, for the people out there concerned about reparations, the black community needs more than that. And if you're so concerned about reparations, well, hell, reparations can be any number of non-tangible things. In fact, the only things that they will actually advocate and express support for will be anything other than tangibles. In fact, you better believe Bakari's sellout, as part of his would-be audition to get Nancy Pelosi to throw him some crumbs and help him try to find a way into Congress, he'll be the first one out there, the loudest and the wrongest, saying that all the Democratic contenders for the president's empty policy proposals are reparations. Why, all the things that they talk about, that counts as reparations. Why, Jim Clyburn and his 10, 20, 30 plan, that's reparations. Everything will be reparations as long as it's not a check. You'll have all four of them up there like the Hallelujah chorus, nodding their empty heads and saying, well, you know, when it comes to reparations for the black community, whatever it is, it definitely shouldn't be a check. We don't know what it should be, though anything the Democrats contenders for president propose is good enough. But whatever it is, we know what it shouldn't be, and it shouldn't be a check. The black community doesn't need a check. And of course, what the white media will do is they'll have these clowns in the rotation on instant replay, even on the other networks. All of a sudden, they'll become very interested in what the four horsemen of narcolepsy have to say. Since they're black, the white media will use that as just being an undeniable certification that they speak for all black people and that what they say is valid and cannot be argued with. Ain't it interesting? You'll have all of these white commentators that you see, even those on the so-called left, they always have some sort of tisk-tisk, or they always have some sort of rebuke for whatever black commentators say. But when these guys get up there and they start arguing against the black community's interest, all of a sudden, even their white counterparts are going to be saying, well, you know what? These guys, they're onto something. They got a point, you know. You certainly aren't going to be seeing any white commentators on cable news brought on to dispute what these guys say or to disagree with them. And it goes without saying that they're going to be attacking those of us who push the interest of black folks who are descended from this country's slaves. We rendered these scumbags irrelevant. We stifled their political campaigns and we made them all but useless to white power. Andrew Gillum in particular, you better believe that bastard's got an axe to grind with us. Even if he wants to deny that we cost him the governor's mansion, and you know that he seethes with that, he definitely cannot deny that we danced all over his failed campaign afterwards. He definitely knows about that. So this is their chance to call themselves snapping back at us. They've been waiting to shake their little paper mache sabers, and this is going to be their opportunity. And by the way, it's not going to stop with them. This little traveling sideshow of the damned that CNN's going to put on, expect to see a rogues gallery of other black bootlicks, a bunch of other unemployed and unemployable by white power would-be's, a bunch of other also-rans and wannabe white black servants for white supremacy. D. Ray McKeeson will be there. Jamila LaPuke will be there. Amber Phillips will be there. Big Bird, hell, even Roly Poly is sure to be in attendance. I sincerely hope that he wears his bicycle shorts when he shows up. Oh, it's going to be an all-star lineup of black nobodies and also-rans who the white media tried and failed to make into the new black civil rights leaders. It's going to be a homecoming of nobodies. Well, don't expect me to give these louts much play. These guys don't make agendas. We do. They don't get anyone into office. Hell, Bakari's sellout and Andrew Gillum have already proven to the world that they can't even get themselves into office. So CNN's upcoming black show is obviously their clumsy outreach program for the Democratic National Committee. Black people are beginning to disengage. They're listening to the new voices of black media. They're not listening to these corrupting, crumbling, would-be black misleaders. They're not falling for the trap of voting Republican. There's no swinging from one political party to the other this time around. We're slowly becoming policy-driven and not party-driven. And that's a problem for these black bootlicks because the only use that white power has for any of them is to the extent that they can successfully lead black people astray. And if these clowns cannot mislead black people, then white power has no use for them. They know that. This is not some glorious return to prominence for these four chumps. This is their last gasp before they disappear forever, never to be seen nor heard from ever again. White power has to get us off of the idea of standing for our interests and instead get us back to just carrying the water for whatever white interested party comes along. And the hope is that these four chumps will be able to jumpstart that process of fooling us back into a political system that fights against our interest every minute of every day. Yes, sir, the con will be on. But this is the white media's classic playbook. And it's quite old. Malcolm talked about it 60 years ago. The white media chooses some black flunky, or a handful of them in this case, and gives them plenty of time on TV and in print to make them prominent. And they make sure to never criticize them. We don't want to bring up anything that could be used to undermine them. After all, these are our black Trojan horses. So we got to make sure that we praise them to the hilt. Make sure that we laud them. Tell everybody that these guys walk on water. Why, they're all right. And black people who are used to seeing every black person who the white media covers being excoriated and run into the ground, they'll be just so glad that these four Negroes are getting a break from white power. Why, that'll be enough to send them into the loving arms of April, Ryan, Gillum, Sellout, and Rye with lettuce and tomatoes on the side. That's what the game is. That's what they're hoping will happen. And if there wasn't a black media If the new voices of black media didn't exist, then who knows? They may well have gotten away with it. But we don't live in the make-believe world of CNN. We live in the real world of black empowerment. And in our world, we do have something to say about it. So go ahead, bring it. Go ahead and take your four sock puppets, CNN, and you trot these scumbags out, and let's see how much traction they can get for the Democrats between now and the primaries next year. Let's see it. Let's do it. Head to head. Let's go ahead and see if putting these four chuckleheads on their own show, let's see if that serves as a perfect bait in order to sucker black folks back onto the plantation. Let's see if it works. This is going to be the first big test that white supremacy is going to try. They've already seen the Joy Reid wound up being stopped dead in her tracks. We've already shown that we can cut these Democrat contenders off at the knees. So now it's time for white power to try to prove if they can take us on head on. I welcome the challenge. Bring it. You are not a legitimate voice unless the black streets say so. We didn't choose any of these fools. White power did. We didn't let them dictate our opinions to us. They don't get to tell us what is in our interests. The days of the white media selecting their cherry-picked black bootlicks, these boule burnouts to sell us on the white power line is over. Your sororities that you were part of, which is nothing more than a low-level auxiliary for white supremacy, they're not going to be able to help you. And getting all and having some white-led TV show as the lead-in for you, that ain't going to help you. And having some white-funded corporation tell us that we need to listen to you, that ain't how it works. There is nobody, and I mean no freaking body, in the black community who is excited about this crap. Nobody who's looking forward to this garbage. This isn't a show for black people. It's not even for black activist opinion. I mean, who the hell is this show supposed to be for? It damn sure isn't for black people who actually get up and get things done. That's what the new voices of black media specialize in. We specialize in reaching out to the black folks who actually are going to do things. There is no black elite comparable to the white community, so this show isn't for black elite opinion. The black Greek fraternity sorority crowd, they don't count. They don't even wield disproportionate influence in the black community. And worse than that, there ain't but a handful of them, so they don't matter politically. Kamala Harris is finding this out the hard way. Alpha Kappa Po can't help her out at all. And Andrew Gillum, I'm sure what he's thinking, him and Bakari Sellers, what they're thinking is, if we can just use this as a platform to show how much water we're carrying for the Democrat Party, except for Andrew Gillum to constantly be talking about his million voter outreach plan that he's got. We're going to get 1 million people registered for the Democratic Party in Florida and expect him to be talking about that every 5 minutes. I was at a luncheon for the NAACP, and I was also at a luncheon for the Urban League, and Al Sharpton stopped by and the National Action Network had their luncheon, and we were talking about getting more and more people of color signed up to vote. Expect him to be doing that. And Angela Rye talking about, oh, there are so many people who are so excited while I was on the breakfast schlubs, and that's what this is going to be. It's going to be pathetic. It's going to be desperate. These guys will be so busy trying to audition for their job, for the real job that they want with this or that administration or for this or that office. They're not going to have much time to be carrying water and singing the praises of the Democratic Party. They'll be too busy singing their own praises, and that's fine by me. Black empowerment doesn't suffer fools gladly, but white supremacy, when their back's to the wall, they have no choice. So this is what the white media trots out as opposition to the black media. And as we continue to force a black agenda into the political discourse, the white media is going to step up their efforts to give the butter biscuit bootlicks a temporary gig. Expect for this stunt by CNN, expect this to attract more of their black bootlicks like flies to feces. This is not the last of the type of cynical effort from the white media that we're going to be seeing. Expect to see more like this. So family, we're going to have to step up our efforts. White supremacy has lost control of the narrative. We have seized the initiative. And this is their pathetic attempt to try to take the narrative back, to try to find a way to get out in front of us. It's up to us whether or not they're going to be successful. Because while it is good to get our yucks at how pathetic this effort is, what these guys are about, what they're hoping to do is anything but funny. We stand at a critical juncture right now. Will it be black empowerment, or do we dial ourselves in for another 60 years of running in circles? Except we ain't going to have that long, because white power's already figured out what the end game is going to be for the children of American slavery. They've already figured out what they're going to be doing to snuff us out. And these guys are supposed to be officiating that process, standing there and saying, well, the black community has much better, bigger concerns than survival. The black community's got far more important things. Andrew Gillum will be talking about freaking the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court that ain't never ruled in our favor one damn time. And Bakari's sellout will be talking about how we need all kinds of policies, except for the ones that get us tangibles, how that's not something we actually need. And Angela Rye, with lettuce and tomatoes on the side, she'll be talking about how she knows so many young black people who agree black people don't need a check. And the Supreme Court is the most important thing. I've talked to so many young black people, and they tell me all the time that they're worried about the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court really matters, especially as it pertains to immigration. They're very black people in America are very concerned about immigration. They're very much concerned about that. And April Ryan the whole time saying, I'm writing a new manuscript for my next book, and the first chapter is black people don't need a check. What they need is open borders and more immigration, and they also need to, and black people are more interested in LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ than they are anything else. Look, say what you want about the new voices of black media, but the one thing you cannot say about us is that we're not actually discussing the things that shake the halls of power. Nobody tunes in to the new voices of black media and gets some mamby-pamby milquetoast commentary. What you get is a high voltage line, because we're talking about power. We're talking about what interests you. We're not trying to get you interested in what's of interest to us. We're telling you what the hell is in the interest of you and your children so that our people do not fade from this earth. We're not interested in backing or supporting or propping up or pushing anyone else's agenda. We're trying to push our own. We are not attempting to make ourselves useful to white power. We're trying to make ourselves empowered for black people. Don't expect that to ever be the topic of conversation for these four. But do expect for them to be making some feeble attempts at trying to use our verbiage, at trying to appropriate our language, at trying to misrepresent the very interests and issues that we are promoting and pushing and advocating. Expect them to try that. This is supposed to be a more, what these clowns are doing is a more, supposed to be what passes for a highbrow version of the Breakfast Schlubs. See, they've already tried trotting out some wannabe hood guys, some guys who are trying to use the patois of the streets. They've already attempted to trot them out and use them to give a pass to the Democrats. Oh, I'm going to mention, we got Charlemagne the Fraud. He's going to mention reparations in passing for a hot minute. He ain't going to press anybody on any issues. He's not going to demand specifics, and definitely ain't saying, look, if it's not a check, it's unacceptable. He ain't doing that. Just whatever they say, that's good enough. And the same thing goes for clowns like Big Bird and Joy Reid. See, the Breakfast Schlubs, they figured that they were going to get away with that. We'll bring the Democrats on and we'll mention reparations, and then whatever they say, we'll accept it. That didn't work, so they went ahead and took one of the Breakfast Schlubs, Angela Rye, with lettuce and tomatoes on the side, and they're putting her on another show. Now, it didn't work when it was her, Charlemagne the Fraud, Ebro, and DJ Penis Envy together. That didn't fly. That didn't fool anybody. Nobody was drinking the Kool-Aid on this one. So now they're putting her together with April Ryan, Andrew Gillum, and Bakari Sellout, and apparently they think that's going to fly. Apparently, maybe we just had Angela Rye surrounded by the wrong company. She couldn't do any real traction for white supremacy on the Breakfast Schlubs. Maybe we threw her in with the wrong crowd, so we'll go ahead and put her over here with these jokers. Maybe this will work. Maybe somebody will be fooled. And you better believe they're going to be sitting there doing everything that they can to try to appeal to the black church-going crowd. You know, the black baby boomers who turn out to vote regardless and can't put you over the top. And Angela Rye will be sitting there trying to use a little bit of urban vernacular, and Bakari Sellers will be trying to sound like a preacher man straight out the choir. I've seen their little shticks before, and it never fails to disgust. Their target is going to be younger black voters in the hopes of trying to make the Democrats seem like, oh, we can identify and relate with you. But we also need you to understand there's a political reality, and the reality is you shouldn't be demanding tangibles. You should not be demanding tangibles. What you should be demanding is something that's of interest to everyone because, well, when it comes to black people, it's not supposed to be specific. It's supposed to be specific for gays and lesbians. It's supposed to be specific for immigrants. It's supposed to be specific for Jews. It's supposed to be specific for Hispanics. It's supposed to be specific for disabled people, for veterans. You know, it's specific for them. But for black people, especially those who came out of slavery, not supposed to be specific. Why, your interests are no different than everyone else's. Well, in that case, then go ahead and tell the immigrants that, you know, hey, those of us who came out of slavery, our immigration status is totally stable and just fine, and your interests are no more important than ours. Go ahead and tell that to the immigrants. Go ahead and tell that to the LGBT crowd. Tell them that their interests are no more important than ours. Yeah, that's probably not part of the discourse that's going to come up. They're not going to say that to them, but they will say it to us. So family, this is what's coming down the pike. These sock puppets for white supremacy, they're going to be attacking the black agenda, and they're going to be taking slick shots at us obliquely, though don't put it past Bakari's sellout, and especially Angela Rye with the lettuce and tomatoes on the side, to get a head full of steam once in a while and decide to take direct aim at us. Expect that, especially when they see that their efforts are not panning out. And their white producer bosses are coming down on them and telling them, God dang it, if you don't start misleading these Negroes, if you don't start getting some traction, if those poll numbers don't start to change, you know, you bastards are out of here, and you know that this is your last stop on the train to oblivion, you know that. Before it's all over, these clowns will be nutting up just like roly-poly. They'll be doing all sorts of attention-whoring perversion. They'll be cussing and carrying on and throwing insults and making direct threats. Expect to see that happen, just like Big Bird. Every time you saw him, he was constantly quoting Dr. King. He was always saying, that's the reason why I got my talk show, so black folks can talk it out. Yeah, but as soon as he started feeling the heat and he started getting confronted, he started swinging on people. Wasn't no nonviolent nothing from him. He just started swinging on people. Well, that's what these clowns are going to do in a rhetorical sense. They're going to be out there cursing like roly-poly, and they're going to say, well, you know, we hate to get a little bit raw, but we got to with some of these people. And, you know, as we say back in South Carolina, as we say in Florida, as we say in New York, as we say in D.C. and Atlanta, expect them to get a little street, a little hood, a little colored with their commentary. But that's only going to be when they're talking about us. So the same kind of profane shenanigans that you saw from roly-poly, and the exact same pitiful lack of self-control and composure that you saw from Big Bird, you'll be seeing similar acts and antics from these four. Hell, even if it's not their idea, they'll have their white producers putting them up to it.
You know, we need to do something a little noisy, something that can get a little bit of attention. Hey, I know, those guys online, let's see if we can get them to talk about you guys without them understanding not all publicity is good publicity. And not all people that you reach with your message are going to be receptive to it. There are some audiences who are never going to give a damn about watching you no matter what you say or what you do. That's part of the reason why networks invest so much in networking and marketing. They try to find out who the hell is this show geared toward. You try to bring in the Fox News crowd to watch freaking Don Lemon, it ain't going to happen. One, they don't like black people of any stripe, color, or spot. That's the reason why there are no black conservative commentators who are ever going to be as popular as Sean Hannity, no matter how much trashing of the black community they do. They're sitting here trashing the black community just to get one or two crumbs, but they ain't never going to get that brass ring. They're good white right compatriots that they're trying to get the attention of. They can't stand looking at them. But the same thing also goes for the white left. They can't stand looking at black folks. These Negroes are going to be a Hail Mary pass by the white media to see if they can trick us back into the process. And when that falls flat, expect to see these clowns put right back out to pasture.
Only this time, there's not going to be any network coming along with some half-baked scheme to give them a platform.